The Philippines remains under a state of emergency 4 days after President Gloria Arroyo warned of a coup plot. 16 people were arrested, including several lawmakers and some former military officers. The islands have been a source of political instability for decades, but this is a story of people who find that country a haven. For Vietnamese fleeing imprisonment, or worse, in their home country, it's been a way station on the road to a better life in the West. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Manila.
When Nguyen Thi Cam Thu fled Vietnam, she had high hopes of starting a new life in the United States. Many Vietnamese from the losing side had done so after the war ended, and when Nguyen arrived at the refugee camp here with her parents and her two siblings, after a harrowing boat trip across the South China Sea, she was told their wait would not be long.
6 months, and then after 6 months, we can fly. But we have something problem, the document, that's why we stay here until now.
She and her family have stayed 16 years, caught in legal limbo, in a country where they are forbidden by law to hold most jobs, own property, or vote. Unwilling to return to Vietnam and unable to go to the West.
No country, no Philippines, no America, no future.
Nguyen and her family are among an estimated 2,000 Vietnamese left here. They are some of the last unsettled Vietnamese refugees, a legacy of a war that ended more than 3 decades ago. Stuck here after Western countries tightened their policies on Vietnamese fleeing their country in 1989. But for many, that wait is almost over, after the U.S. and other countries recently agreed to relax those policies. Bruce Reed heads the Manila office of the International Organization for Migration.
There are still groups in Cambodia, in the Mekong area, that are being resettled that were part of the Vietnam War. But this is one of the last groups that remains. And so finally, last year, there was some agreement reached. And we are now putting an end to the issue of Vietnamese in the Philippines.
By the end of next month, Reed says, pretty much all of the remaining refugees will leave the Philippines, most of them bound for the U.S. By the end of today, Nguyen Thi Cam Thu will be one of them, along with her husband, Duc, who she met here, and their two children, who were born here. Duc came to the Philippines in 1989 with his father, a former soldier in the South Vietnamese Army. They'd been caught and imprisoned for trying to leave Vietnam once before. After nearly 2 decades in limbo, eking out a living as a street vendor, Duc says he was shocked when he learned his family could go to America.
Before I think it's forgot already, we'll stay here forever.
Now, he says, his children will have a chance at a normal life in a free country. His wife wants them to grow up to be doctors. Duc says all he wants is to be able to give them that chance.
My duty is to teach them. If after they grow up, they want to be the doctor or to be the lawyer or any job they like, okay for them.
It's not been hard getting ready, Duc says. We have nothing to get rid of since we don't own anything except for a few clothes and some cooking utensils. The family has no savings either. The birth of their daughter 2 months ago took care of that. But Duc says they've been promised $400 once they get to the U.S. to tide them over till they find work, and an aunt in Los Angeles will probably help too. Duc's wife is also happy they are leaving, but her joy is tempered by the agony of leaving her parents, who have not been approved. And she worries she may not see them again. The family has been together, stayed together for more than 30 years, but her brother and sister left for the U.S. last week, and after she leaves today, her parents will be left behind in a place that is familiar but not home.
Yes, I'm very happy. They accept us to go. I'm very happy so much. But now I feel sad because my mom and my father can't go. I like to live, but I hope they will let my mom and my father will go. So.
Her parents' case is under review. They may yet get to the place they've been dreaming of, a place their children and grandchildren will now know firsthand. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Manila.